You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Edgbaston in Birmingham for the final of the Women's Blind Visually Impaired Cricket at the IFSA World Blind Games 2023. And we've just had the match between Australia and India. India did actually win, but Australia did a fantastic first innings with their batting. And I'm now joined by one of their top bats ladies. I've got Courtney Lewis here, who I think scored 29 runs and two boundaries. Courtney, it was a really good match and good to be here playing at Edgbaston.
Thank you very much. It is a massive opportunity for us and we definitely soaked it all in.
And for you, sort of playing here at Edgbaston must have been fantastic. Playing on a pitch that's been played by Australia and England with all those ashes and everything else.
Yes, it is an absolute honour. You know, this is our first time here competing as a team. So we are absolutely thrilled. And you know, we got the loss today, but we are very proud of ourselves and how we performed.
And there was a good innings between yourself and the other Courtney
yes.
Wabak, with, yes. And you just scored under 60 runs. That's a fantastic partnership.
Thank you very much. We made sure to keep the communication up and we tried to push for runs. Unfortunately, we copped it a bit in the middle, but, you know, we tried our hardest, so...
And India, I mean, they were obviously, I think, top to win. I mean, they've been playing incredibly well during the championships. And there was an amazing catch this morning by one of the Indian players. I mean, that was fantastic.
It was. They are a very insanely talented team and they definitely came out to win today. They came out for the kill. We appreciate the competitiveness and their willingness to give it their all, just like us. So, yeah, congratulations to them. They deserve it.
And obviously winning silver, this is fantastic for Australia. What do you think that's going to mean for other blind and partially sighted cricket players and other blind and partially sighted people who want to get into cricket back in Australia?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely going to encourage a lot more women to come out. Hopefully next time we can bring some more girls over and we can get them out and trying to, as well, you know, come to more tours. I just think it's a good indication that we can... bring a great future for Australian women's blind cricket.
And what's your next championships? What's next on the calendar?
We're not sure. We're just going to train our hardest and whatever comes up, we're going to, you know, go even harder.
And there'll obviously be a bit of celebration maybe tonight later on, you know, for coming silver.
Yeah, of course. I think we're all going to head to the pub, have a pub meal and enjoy ourselves.
And a few beers, I hope.
Oh, I'm not a beer girl, but yeah, for sure.
Well, Courtney, thank you. And do send our congratulations to the rest of the Australian Women's Visually Impaired Cricket Team. And thank you for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.